Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will your team have a draft to remember?
With the 75th pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
Or crap out.
With the third pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
What a moment.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Rob here. Andrew Nemec's coming up. We'll get going on the NFL Draft. Boy, I tell you, there are a lot of people there. They just set it up outside of Lambeau there in Green Bay, and you know they have it set up to where you know they have the fans that I think they pay to be there or they pay a bunch to be there. I don't know how it works, but they're the fans that are all dressed up and they're all uniform and everything. They go crazy. They're planted almost. They have those, and then behind those people, my God, there's just a sea of Packer fans. It's crazy. I think it's cool that they put the draft in, you know, NFL cities.
A football city.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. It's cool for the cities. Like, you know, Detroit had it last year. I think it's cool that it's up at Green Bay. But
these people are crazy.
Tell you
There's
what,
something wrong with them.
These Packer fans, I think every Packer fan is there today.
It's possible. I saw people who lived, like, across the street from the stadium or around the stadium, because the stadium is in, like, a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Charging $100 a pop for parking.
Is that all?
On their driveways and stuff.
Don't you think that's kind of a deal? I mean, wouldn't you charge
maybe
more?
I don't know. Maybe this is just the nice Midwestern sensibilities. I don't know.
I tell you what, I've always wanted a place that...
In Green Bay, Wisconsin?
No. That could garner parking revenue.
Yeah, sure.
I'm all about that.
You seem like a vending machine guy.
I'm all about that, too, if I wanted to actually put in the work. But I don't. I'm all about mailbox money. You know?
Yeah.
Neither of those are really mailbox money, but you know what I mean.
Wait, what is mailbox money?
Well,
is that like a teetotaler?
An investment. Just something that you just keep getting paid on. You don't have to...
I see. Passive income stream.
Yeah. Just checks keep showing up. But that's not, I mean, exactly what that is. Anyway, I'd like to toot my own horn as a hero. I just saved Andrew Nemec $20. Thank you very much. And, I would also like to toot my own horn about the fact that I found the missing $20. I did not take it, and it only took me one person to find who it belonged to. Thank you very much. Very skilled. Very skilled. So I'm going to the bathroom, and I see a $20 bill crumpled up in the hallway there. And my first thought, which is really weird, I don't know if you would have this as your first thought. My first thought is, oh, it's a trap.
Really?
You
thought like,
yeah,
someone was trying to catch somebody on the cameras?
Yes,
or something like that?
They were doing, because that you can see on the house cameras.
Sure,
you can see right down that hallway. I thought they were probably sitting back in the back, laughing and like, oh, who's going to pick it up? You know, and look around and do the Ryan Buckley, nobody's looking, and then tuck it into my shorts. I didn't do that. And I came back in and I left it there. I'm like, because I don't think you can go up to people and go, well, hey, did you lose $20? Because they're like, yeah.
I think it depends how well you know your coworkers. I do feel like you could have come up to the two of us and asked that question.
The question I asked was, do either of you have a 20 in your pocket?
And you know what? You know what that tells me? That means you think that we would lie to you if had phrased it a different way.
No.
Then why not just say, did you lose $20?
Because you may not know if you lost $20. But if you say, yes, I have a 20 in my pocket, then I know it's probably yours.
So why not say, I found $20, is it yours?
Because then everybody would say, sure, yeah.
So you don't trust us to tell you the truth?
No, I do. I just...
Not enough.
Oh, shut up. I trust you two nimrods, but I thought it was a better plan to do it the way I did it. And it
I
worked.
Have concepts of a plan.
My concept of a plan worked.
Yeah, you found that $20 bill's right.
So Nemec, such a giving man, he says, I do have $20 in my pocket, and he pulls out a wad of 20s, and he goes, here. He was going to just give me the $20.
Yeah, he thought you needed $20
first. Sounded like I needed $20.
Yeah.
And he hands me $20. I'm like, no, I don't need it. You may be missing one. There's one in the hallway. And he went and picked it up and pretended that it was his.
And then he said, well, do you want the $20 bucks for being honest?
He was offering me $20 again. Like, I cannot swing a bag of dead cats in here without Andrew Nemec offering me $20. What a great man. And that's a man with 80 bets. That's a man who's going to be sweating bullets tonight.
When you said, what a great man, I thought you were referring to yourself.
Well, I am, yeah. But that's a given. Hero, basically. Hero.
Not all heroes wear capes, Isaac.
I found $20 in the parking lot out here once, and I kept it.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Sure.
I mean, would you, like, in the parking lot, I think it's different.
I would think that's probably different.
Pick it up and put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't feel great.
Unless it's like, there are a handful of vehicles of people here at the Fan that I can identify, and if I saw it sitting by one of their cars, I might say, I might ask one of them, but like, if it's just random sitting on the ground, no, that's going in my pocket.
Right. Well, so I was reading about Nick Saban. He's on the draft coverage. I think he's really good on draft coverage, too, believe it or not. I think those College Game Day guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
On here. So they've got the actual College Game Day guys on their set. Saban, Herbstreit, Howard, and there was somebody else with them.
McAfee?
He wasn't there. It was somebody else. But on ESPN, or on the NFL side, they have Schefter, Greenberg, Booger, and Mel Kiper. And boy, is his hair something.
It always has been.
Yeah, it really has. I think he should have just kind of let the poly walnuts thing go, you know, the white.
Yeah.
But now it's orange.
Yeah, you can't.
It's wild.
Wait, I mean, it's orange?
Yeah, it's kind of orange. It's like Saban's
color. I haven't seen it yet tonight, so
I prefer the game day guys to that
okay.
NFL crew, but they'll probably switch over once the draft starts.
Well, right now nothing's happening, so I have none of it on. I have playoff basketball and playoff hockey going on.
It's the calm before the storm. They're saying about 50 minutes in the draft will start. Although Schefter just got on there, he said a bunch of teams are trying to trade up for high draft picks. So like two or three, Cleveland or the Giants.
Resident draft guru Andrew Nemec was saying that there was some smoke going on in that area as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're the Browns or the Giants, to me it would make sense to listen, first of all. But also, if you like Hunter or Carter, just take those players. And then I don't think it's a bad idea for either of them to trade back up later or maybe early in the second round if Shador's falling all the way down there and then grab him. I don't think that's a bad play for either of those two dumb franchises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's speculation that the Giants could do that for Shador. Take Carter at three and then move back into the first and take Shador somewhere in there.
So the Giants got Burns, Kayvon. If they had, I mean, that's pretty nasty, dude. Burns, Thibodeau, and Carter.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then if you got Shador sitting there, you know, you don't have to give up too much for him. If he falls late first, early second, trade, yeah.
Gets to wait a year behind Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was there.
Yeah.
Do we know how big that deal is?
Mr. Unlimited.
It's like $10 million or something. I was thinking about him today. I mean, Russell Wilson on a 4-year or a 1-year, $4 million deal like the Steelers had him Great.
1 year, $21 million.
Oh God.
$10.5 million guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what I thought. $10.5 million. Okay. Yeah, that's not great, but I mean, he wasn't bad for the Steelers, but having him for $4 million, what a great deal. The Broncos deal? Not so much. At any rate, Cleveland, Giants, possible trades early on. That's why I think this draft could be pretty fun at the top, because kind of unpredictable.
Yeah, speculation that the Jaguars really want Hunter at 2, and that they might be willing to give up their 5, where they sit right now, and next year's number 1 to go get him. But it sounds like Cleveland's also in love with Hunter and may not be willing to move off of that spot regardless.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear Nimick about Hunter. Interesting player. The Titans pick 1, Browns 2, Giants 3, Patriots 4. They're linked to Campbell, the offensive lineman from LSU. And then Jags, Raiders, Jets, stupid Panthers, and then the Saints. Saints could be interesting because they need a quarterback. Or most, I mean.
Yeah, people say that could be a spot for Dart.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get more into that coming up here. We've got In the News, but up next, why Nick Saban is about to be our first college football coach billionaire. This is Isaac Sansouk. He's in Italy. Buck is here. Nemec is about to be here. He's rich. He's got 20s falling out of his pockets. We'll be right back on The Fan. If you want the NFL draft picks, you come to the right place. Starts in 42 minutes. I think what we're going to do is we're going to have one seggy of In the News coming up next, and then we're going to pre-funk with Nemec before the Hot 5, and then the draft starts, because the people want to tail some of Nemec's bets.
Ooh, nice.
But I mean, it might be too late for that.
It may be. Nemec has said if you're trying to get your bets in now, the value probably isn't there anymore.
Right.
But that doesn't mean there aren't still winners out there. There may be.
Well, sure. A win's a win. You just, you know.
You might not be getting paid as you would have days, weeks, or months ago.
So that's what the plan is up until the picks start. Yes, so Nick Saban will be the first billionaire college football coach, and it won't be because of football. I was reading a story about him where way back when he was at LSU in Baton Rouge, he called a dude by the name of Joe Agresti. Pronouncing that right, but A-G-R-E-S-T-I. And he partnered with him. So once he retired, he was a car dealer there. And once he retired, he partnered with him in something called Dream Auto Group. And I guess this dude, Agresti, is now a billionaire himself. He owns Mercedes dealerships in 5 states, and they are now saying that as he grows this thing, and Saban isn't an equal partner with this guy, but he dumped a bunch of money into it. They're saying Saban isn't far behind him, and Nick Saban will soon be a billionaire. They have a bourbon business together, apparently.
Nice.
And it's failing. And
not as nice, I guess.
Well, that's the risky one, you know,
the
boozy business, a little riskier. And they also have a medical supply company, and apparently they capitalized on a bunch of PPP stuff. So, and now this article said they want to invest in pro sports in Tennessee. So I don't know what that means. Maybe the Nashville. The Nashville baseball team or something.
Probably.
Is Nick Saban going to, I mean, Nick Saban's dominating the world, man. Pretty awesome. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. We're going to have a college football coach who's a billionaire. I can't think there would be anybody.
Boy.
There would not be anybody close to that, would there?
I wouldn't. I mean, no, because you have to have his level of success, which is already near impossible to reach, and then also all the public exposure that he does too, and then these business connections on top of that. So I have a hard time finding a place where someone else is going to match that.
Is Magic Johnson a billionaire yet?
Ooh, because
he's akin to the, like, where just business wise, even though his Twitter makes him seem like a dunce, I think he's a pretty sharp guy.
1.5 billion.
Yeah, he is over a billion. I think Tiger's over a billion. Not Kobe. Shaq? Shaq a billionaire? He endorses everything under the sun.
Looks like. I'm just looking at a list now. MJ.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is Jack Nicklaus.
Wow.
Let's see. 1.67 billion.
Damn.
According to Fortune magazine. All those golf courses, you know?
Yeah. What a stud. The Golden Bear.
Same with Arnold Palmer.
Arnie's a billionaire. A lot of golfers. Phil a billionaire?
Nemec says Shaq is at half a billion.
Shaq's not even, okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo, 1.2 billion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Floyd Mayweather, 1.4 billion.
Really?
Yeah, this was, let's see when this was published. Another one says 1.08 billion.
What's he invested in?
I don't know. I can click and find out.
Well, anyway, Sabe's about to be a Billy. Roger Goodell's on there.
Goodell?
Yeah, Commissioner Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
Who was that?
I have no idea.
Where that came from.
Roger Federer, billionaire.
Who will he mispronounce tonight?
Ooh, let's see.
Mariano.
Let me look. I got to look at a big board. I'm sure there's somebody on there.
Tungavalawa.
Was that him?
Yes.
It sounded like an Australian person. I've always thought that was an Australian person.
No, that's him.
That's him?
Yes. Mispronounced.
Tungavalawa.
That's terrible.
Mariano.
Commissioner Goodell.
I'm looking. I mean, I don't think he'll miss on Membu, the O lineman. That seems pretty easy. Yeah, oh, you know the one he's gonna miss? Tet McMillan, T Mac.
Oh.
Which I think is just Tetaroa, but everyone avoids saying that first name because it looks weird.
Yeah, I always do. I always say that. Who's that receiver from Arizona, McMillan?
Yeah, and
what's his first name?
And all the draft analysts have been saying, oh, yeah, Tet McMillan. Like, I mean, that is his name, but it's like Tetaroa.
Well, we thought Mariota, oh my God.
Mariota!
would be easy, and he butchered that. This is a top two pick.
Mariota.
Idiot. You know how old he is? 66. Roger Goodell.
I was going to say, there's no way Marcus Mariota is that old.
Is he older or younger than Mel Kiper?
Ooh, Goodell?
Yeah.
I'm going to say younger.
He's older.
Is he?
Yep.
How old's Kiper?
64.
Huh.
And Goodell looks way better.
Yeah, that's correct.
There's the Mike Patrick tribute.
Are they doing one?
Well, they show his face on there.
Huh.
But, yeah, that'd be obviously they're doing one. But
I'm still watching hockey and hoops.
Who we got in hoops tonight?
Right now it's the Knicks and Pistons. That series tied a game apiece. They're back in Detroit, and the Knicks are out to an early lead. Everyone was very upset with Jalen Brunson and all his foul baiting last game.
Yeah. Are we going to have any upsets in the first round?
Yeah. I think we will.
Who?
Well, the Warriors for one.
I don't know, man.
Maybe not, but I think that'll happen.
Butler's hurt.
I think there's a good chance that the T-Wolves get the Lakers.
Really? You still think that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And let's see. Is there anybody else?
Pistons? No. Whoa, Pacers.
They weren't.
They're the favorite. Yeah, stupid Bucks.
I mean, the Pistons could be live, but probably not. And then I don't know if you'd call it an upset, but is Clippers Nuggets? That's now. I mean, that series started in Denver. They're now back in LA, but LA is favored to win the series. So.
I perused the odds. I thought the odds were pretty even at the start of that series.
Yes, yeah.
But who's the
The Nuggets had the better regular season. They had home court advantage.
Okay.
So technically, an upset there too, potentially.
My Clips. I don't know. You trust them? You think they win that series? I don't.
I do think they will win the series. I don't trust them, though.
Clippers?
I mean, because that means you're trusting your guy Kawhi. Who can do that?
I'm with you on that. Surprise champion, who would it be?
Surprise champion? Yeah. Warriors.
Okay, yeah.
But, I also think that even though it's hard to say this because they're a one seed, but I think Cleveland would be a surprise champion too.
Yeah, they kind of would.
I mean, you'd give more likelihood to Boston being back there again. And, yeah, I don't know. It feels like Cleveland's almost being slept on.
Would the Lakers be a surprise champion?
Ooh.
I don't think they would.
Probably not based on, like, I mean, just going into the regular season at the beginning with LeBron James, they probably had great odds anyways. So, and then you pick up Doncic after a bad start. I don't know that you'd consider that, you know, kind of a wild card, but.
All right. How'd the Blazers doing in their series?
Oh, the Blazers, yeah. They, again, failed to make the play-in or the playoffs and also failed to get a decent draft position.
Hmm. Well, maybe they'll get the number one pick.
By the way, since we've been talking about the Pistons, they went on a 9-0 run. That game's now tied.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, the people want Nimmick's bet, so we're going to get that after...
Some Nuez.
We're going to do a big, fat, juicy Nuez segment coming up next. You know, the Goonies house has been through a lot.
Yeah.
And there's something new on it that I'll tell you about when we get back. Okay? Yeah. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Now that sounded like a bad word to you guys.
Yeah, when Nemec overheard it, I was editing it, and he's like, whoa, did I get the swear word? I'm like, no, but I thought I did too the first time around.
Yeah. Fakink. Fakink. So like, people get up there and they're going, fakink, fakink. Like taking a picture. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It is April 24, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your newsman. Hello. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Okay.
When's the last time you had one of those? You probably have... You having little kids, you probably have had one.
Yeah, recently. No, I haven't recently, but I do like a pig in a blanket. I mean,
do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to think the last time I would have had one. I mean, sometimes are they part of like little cocktail trays at like football parties and stuff like that? Like maybe at a tailgate or something, had one, but
it can be.
Few and far between.
Would you rather have a pig in a blanket or a corn dog?
Ooh, probably a pig in a blanket.
Samesies. Although they both suck, but corn dogs are the worst. I don't know why. What is the corn dog? Why are we doing corn dogs?
Yeah.
Are we that dumb?
I don't, well.
Awful.
I'm not even that big of a fan of cornbread. I think cornbread is not. There's a really low floor on cornbread. There's lots of bad cornbread. Right. And you know what? Putting cornbread around a hot dog, that's bad cornbread. So I don't want it.
That's right. Just all bad ingredients. Let's put them together.
I don't mind hot
dogs.
Doesn't
make something.
I don't mind hot dogs. You know I'm a hot dogsman.
Yeah. You are a hot dogsman. It is also Bring Your Kids to Work Day, which no one ever really does anymore, although...
Except in our building. Did you see that today? There's a bunch of kids prancing around with, like, engineering bags or something.
But it wasn't Odyssey people. We had no kids. This new company that's sliding in next door. So they make a big deal out of it. But, I mean, I think it used to be a thing. But, and, you know, I mean, to be honest, bringing your kids to a radio station for work day, I mean, like, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, it beats, like, going and sitting with dad at the, I don't know, UPS shop.
I think it'd be cool for, like, 5 minutes. You're like, well, there's the buttons, and there's the microphones, and now we're still just sitting at a desk.
All right, maybe not then.
I mean, I could be wrong, but
jeez.
Wouldn't you get bored quickly?
I think watching kids would get bored. That's why it's a dumb thing. Kids are going to get bored in all... Like, what would be the coolest job to take your kids?
Well, the idea is, like, if you're out in the, you know, in the kind of the labor
field.
Force. Like, you're a firefighter, you're a doctor, you're a...
Professional golfer.
Or you're a judge. You're somebody who holds a role, like, in society, but not just, like... I'm making my cold calls, or I'm talking into my microphone.
Well, the Goonies house out in Astoria is getting a makeover. They are trying to gear up for the 40th anniversary weekend, the 40th anniversary of the Goonies weekend. And production designer James Piers Connolly, Emmy Award-winning production designer, is supervising a restoration of the Goonies house in Astoria. And they expect it to be completed in time for the 40th anniversary. And they are going to... it's a little vague in here, but I think they're going to open it up for people to cruise through it. Like, you know, what do you call it? Like a tourist attraction.
Yeah, like almost like an open house.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't think just for that weekend. I think this dude wants to make a bunch of money off of it.
And considering how long it's been closed and how long owners have been curmudgeons and not happy to be the owners of the house, like, yeah, probably like an initial swell of traffic there.
Well, it sold in 2023 to this guy from Kansas City. He's a self-proclaimed Goonies super fan. He's some entrepreneur, has a bunch of money from Kansas City. He bought that thing for $1.65 million. And his goal, what he wanted to do, was he wanted to have the original cast help restore it to as it was in the movie. Well, I don't know if the original cast is helping, but he has crews there now, and they are restoring it exactly as it was in the movie, and the production designer guy is overseeing it all, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be exactly as you see it in the movie. He said that there's some materials, obviously, you can't get anymore, but they're going to make it look as close to the real thing as possible. Now, the problem there is the stupid neighbors hate it. And
then have they always been the neighbors, or is this someone who's recently bought
the
house?
Well, I don't know. There's always been stuff about this house, like fights.
Yeah, I thought it was more just the people who bought it or owned it, like, were mad that people... But if you buy a house that's next to the Goonies house, I'm sorry, this is what you signed up for.
I agree with that, and that's what he said. This guy, the owner, said that. So they put up Goonies not welcome signs.
Yeah, I remember that.
Once he bought it, this was in 2023, and he's had it, and he's restoring it now, but he started putting up Goonies welcome signs.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, hey, you live here. Why do you live here if you hate the history of it?
Right.
And so I think those neighbors better buckle up.
Go live anywhere else. Anywhere else.
Yeah. He's going to make it a tourist attraction. So that's going to be pretty cool. Would you go to you go to Astoria, you got to go to the Goonies house, right?
I think it depends how long I have to wait. We were talking earlier about lines and the longest you would wait in a line. If I could whisk right through, that would be very cool. I would do that.
But if
it's like, you know, you got to wait for a couple hours to get in, then no thank you.
I think it's kind of strange. I mean, do you find it a little odd that a guy, and this guy's he's a middle-aged guy, he's probably in his 40s, and he's married, looks like a normal dude, entrepreneur, very successful. Do you find it odd that he's that into the Goonies?
Yes. Well, as you were saying all of this, like, what he wants to turn it into and Goonies welcome. Like, I mean...
He's a super fan.
To have this level of personal investment in, like, this weird cult classic movie is a little bit odd, but, you know, everyone has their thing.
Yeah, it's just...
He's found his with the Goonies.
He said he watched it when he was, like, 10 years old and it blew him away and it's the greatest movie ever. It's like, really? I mean, it's good.
And even if that was, like, Then why did you need the house? Most of the movie does not take place in the house.
Well, it sounds like he's just a bored rich guy.
Sure.
You know? Although he did say it was a dream to buy the... I don't know. $1.6 million for that thing? Dude, he's going to be in it for a couple milli. But he might be smart because if he starts making... You know, they make that a tourist attraction. He starts... There's your mailbox money right there, Buckley.
Mailbox money.
They start sending you checks from all the tourists and visitors.
Ooh, someone threw punches in the Pistons Knicks game.
I'm sure they were real.
One dude took a real swing with nobody else around.
Fake NBA fights. Did he hit anything?
He missed. but he'll be ejected and suspended, I think.
USA Today asked a group of industry experts to nominate their favorite small towns in the United States based on places that exhibit the best in travel, food, drink, and lifestyle. And then they presented them to the public to vote on. And they had a lot of different categories, but they ranked the 10 best small towns and most historic small towns in the Western United States. And Astoria ranked number 2. Which I think is great because it is a great little, it's a great town.
Yeah, great little town.
Very worthy. See if I can find the other ones on here. Bloop, bloop. I can't. They're number 2. Trust me. Here we go again. The city of Portland ripped off for nearly $7 million. We were just talking yesterday about the $1 billion in maintenance, infrastructure maintenance that they're
behind.
I'm really
rich.
Well, now we read that fraudsters tried to steal $6.7 million from the city. It was a phishing scheme. This guy pretended to be a contractor, and he got someone at the city to change the bank account information on where they routed the money for a project. And they did it, and they got a bunch of money. It's unbelievable.
So it worked.
Well, it didn't work. A person posing as a City of Portland vendor persuaded a city employee to send them a link, allowing them to redirect $6.7 million meant for a legitimate vendor to them, a lawsuit filed in New York this month says. Why did they file it in New York? The suit, first reported by Law.com, was confirmed by a city spokesperson. The City of Portland identified an incident involving fraud that targeted city funds. The matter is under active investigation. The event took place after Portland rolled out a new vendor management system earlier this year. Apparently, the money ended up in some real estate brokerage account, and they flagged it, and they said that they were pointing at them like, hey, you stole this money, and they're like, nah, we got fish too. So, I don't know. It can't be that easy to just get $7 million from the city.
I don't know, man.
But I think it is.
I feel like you might just... If you've got the right scam, you need to find the weak point in the...
They paid it.
...in the system and attack it, and I think it works.
Yeah, just some lady on the phone. Yeah, okay, I'll change the info. Mm-hmm. It was for the Bull Run Water Filtration Project. She forwards $6.7 million to the guy.
Of course.
But
as one does.
The guy, he had done this before, and they had already flagged him for suspicious activity. And the banks handling the transaction alerted the city, stopped the payment. So he then calls like 10 times, try to get him to cut a check for it. But they were, you know, that old mod at the city. She's like, no, I can't do that. And he did not get his. So ultimately, he did not get his money.
Well, thank God for mod.
But they tried to wire it. They also had the cybersecurity attack in 2022 cost our city $1.4 million. Largest theft of public funds in Portland's history.
Ring it up.
Yeah, they just ring it up. It's amazing. I feel like we get a story every month about missing money or misappropriated money or backlog. It's crazy.
Text line says there was a guy who made millions off of Google by just sending them fake invoices and Google just paid them without question.
Is that right? Because they're just so big?
They're doing so much business. They're like, yeah, I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure we get paid for it. Yeah.
That is, you know, you get a company like that, that's not a bad play. Well, I mean, you don't want to...
Come up with, fraud. Like, an ambiguous enough name or title, and it's like, oh.
It comes across somebody's desk, they're like, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
Make it small enough.
Century Industries. Yeah. Okay, sure. Whatever. Like,
what'd you do? Services rendered.
Fabricators.
April 7th. We fabricated your beams. Come on, everybody knows that.
Fabricated any work that we did.
Ball bearings. It's all about ball bearings. Mm. All right, we got to go. We're having too much fun because the NFL draft is only a few minutes away. The players that are there are being introduced right now on stage. Andrew Nemec is here. He has hot bets for you. And we're going to get into it. You're going to hear the picks live here on The Fan as they happen. So let's start it. NFL draft coverage next on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He is in because it is time for the NFL draft. Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
You're looking sexy.
Thank you.
Now, 9 minutes until we get to the picks. And we'll have the picks live as they happen, and you'll break it down, and it'll be great. But I think some of our texters want to know about bets.
I know.
They want to bet. They want to tail you.
I know, but it's ill-timed because I bet year-round on the draft. This is my Super Bowl times five.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'll bet more today than I bet the whole rest of the year combined.
Well, not today. You mean on today?
On today. Yeah. But I bet very little today.
He told me during the break that you're betting the number one pick odds for 2026 tomorrow. Monday.
Monday. Once the draft is over, I'll make...
Which is crazy.
...my picks. I'll probably put a unit each on the top two offensive tackles, the top two edge rushers, and then I'll watch a little film and take not Arch Manning, probably not Nico Emiliave, but I'll take a quarterback or two that I like in case they pop and pull the Cam Ward this year.
Cade Klubnik.
Possibly, but you got to see what his odds are. Because if it's like plus 800, it's not worth it. Yeah. But if you're getting somebody at plus 5,000 that has a real shot at being the number one pick, then that's worth it.
So how do you make money betting the draft?
So I start really, really watching in January. And I listen to podcasts and watch film year-round. So I'm looking for, based on film, a narrative that the public accepts that I don't like.
Okay.
This year's narrative was Shedeur Sanders is going to go number two. or he might even go one.
He was one for a while, wasn't he?
I wanted to bet, and it wasn't available, Shadur not to be a first-round pick at that point. And no one had it. So what I did was I went down the board 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and Shadur's high odds there because everyone's saying, well, if he doesn't go 2, he has to go 4. He has to go, you know, at all these different spots. So he's a factor and a high factor in all those picks. So the odds are wrong. So you play the odds that way. Like this year's big bet for me, just 2.5 units on Ashton Jeanty to go to the Jaguars. Everyone said he's going to the Raiders. It's a lock. It may not happen, but I have 2.5 units at plus 4,500.
Wow.
If it hits, it pays for the whole draft.
But you can also then...
And he's favored to go right now to the Jags. I mean, the mock draft says he's going to the Jags. We'll
but
see.
You could also then just bet on the other side and bet the guy that's most likely to go to the you can have both sides. Like you can have 2 or 3 different players and most likely win no matter what. Right?
There was a year, I think it was the Bryce Young, CJ Stroud draft, where I took the 3 most likely guys to be the number one pick and at different points, like 1 in January, 1 in March, and 1 in early April. And all 3 guys that were being discussed for the number one pick, I had to go number one at plus 1,000 or better.
Right.
Well, I'm
that doesn't
lose.
Happen every year.
It does not happen every year, but it happens way more than you think. And last year was the first year I lost money because my main play was I thought Malik Nabers on film was way better than Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
I said, Malik Nabers is a better football player. I'm taking Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison. If that would have hit, I think he was like plus 7,000 to be the first receiver taken at one point.
So you just trust your own research and what you watch
and what I listen and who I listen to.
Yeah, and you listen to these. Oh, okay, so you're saying like there are some guys out there that we shouldn't listen to and other guys that really are down there.
There are guys who are trying to stir up ESPN drama about stuff.
And who's that?
And I don't think Mel Kiper's good at all anymore.
I don't either.
I think he just says stuff.
Yeah.
Todd McShay got away from him in part because of that, and now he's starting to be better, but he was also very chalky. Here's what the public
McShay
thinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I listen to Dane Brugler. He's phenomenal.
Okay, what's he on?
He's, where is he? Is he The Athletic? I think he's The Athletic.
The Athletic.
Daniel Jeremiah is great. And then there's a podcast called the NFL Stock Exchange. And they call their listeners addicts or sex addicts. And they're phenomenal. They do advanced scouting, top 10 by position. Hmm. And they call it summer scouting. And they start those in June, July. So I'll use that to then go watch film, and then I'll come out with my own top tens or just that I have internally that are for me.
Okay.
I'm betting at that point.
Right. So you're looking. So once the odds are out, you're looking at them going, okay, they're saying Shadur is number, and you're like, no effing way.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way based on the film. The other one I didn't really like, everybody thought Mason Graham was unreal. And this year I didn't really like Mason. I think he's good. He's fine. He's probably not a top 4 pick. And there was a time when he was going to go 2 or 3 or 4, and I didn't buy that narrative. So I've gotten a little lucky this year in the sense that a couple of the things that I kind of keyed in on look like they're going to be right, but you never know.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be, I think that, and we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We are going to do the hot 5 and then we'll have the picks. Titans picking 1. But it kind of seems like, in your opinion here, it seems like there's a lot up in the air with this first round. Like this is actually pretty fun this year. Every year is different because there could be some trades, guys could drop, teams jumping up to get Jeanty or Hunter. Like there's a lot of kind of uncertainty. Is that right? Near
this
the
was,
top of the draft.
This was the least fun year I've ever had watching the film, but probably the most fun I ever had betting it. Because Schefter said this, Adam Schefter said this week on a podcast previewing the draft. Daniel Jeremiah has talked about this. There's a pretty clear 1, 2, 3, 4 in terms of a pocket of 4 players that are great up at the top. Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty. Just for their positions, those guys are phenomenal. Then you've got Will Campbell, who's supposed to be the top tackle. But both Schefter and Daniel Jeremiah said roughly 5 through 32, or some say 10 through 32, they have the same grade for them, depending on which team you ask. Well, if everyone grades out the same, and I'm watching film going, man, I don't feel that different about player 7 than player 30, now I'm going to go look at who's got contracts expiring next year. Like the Ravens have all 3 of their tight ends have expiring contracts after this year. So I look at the Ravens' odds. If they're plus 40,000 or 4,000 or whatever to draft a tight end, I go, well, yeah, they have three of them. They're all on expiring deals. Maybe I'll sprinkle half a unit there and see how that plays out. And if you do that starting in January, you get a lot of bets out there. I have a number of things. Like, I have Travis Hunter to be the number two pick at plus 800.
Okay.
And everyone just thinks that's...
Now it's minus 2,000. Yeah.
For him to go. And wow. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying
get
to
ahead get ahead of the market.
And then I've hedged that with Abdul Carter in case.
Yeah, I like it.
So that's how you
do it. Look at this guy. This is why we have him in. Our draft beatnik, that's Andrew Nemec. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will hit you with the hot five at five. And then the picks will begin. Titans on the clock here.
I love Tesla.
Shortly. NFL draft coverage continues on The Fan.